And I'm going to talk to you about Psalms 56. Now in the Psalms, it isn't always clear who the writer is or what's going on in the writer's life. Luckily in this one, we know that it's David. But in my research, wasn't quite sure exactly where. As far as I can tell from what I understand, it was in this moment he was fleeing from Saul and he ends up in the land of the Palestinians. The Palestine, no, sorry. But in this land, he still had enemies, and there were still people there every day to oppress him, to the point where he felt that they would overtake him. So this psalm is a prayer to God. It's a praising to God, because everywhere he looked, he was surrounded by enemies. But do you ever feel that when you look around you, all you see are enemies? Luckily that we live in a pretty peaceful country, and when you compare it to David, you can see how lucky that we are. But yet, in a smaller scale, we all have people at work, at school, and maybe even family members that we just don't get along with. And we might not call them enemies, but they are still people that time and time again we clash with them, and sometimes we don't even know why. And how many of you have been betrayed or feel burned by friends or have other people break their promises to you? Because at times we can feel like David, and that when he said that our enemies are in hot pursuit, all day long they press their attack. And how do you deal with people in your life that are constantly bugging you? He says, my adversaries pursue me all day long, and in their pride, many are attacking me. And how do we deal with these people who always have to be right, who always have to argue, and they will never meet you middle ground. They will never just concede. And it can be frustrating. If we look at 1 Samuel chapter 27, we can see that if this is the scenario where David is in, that not only is he afraid for his life, but also his family. His wives are there, and his 600 men are there, and their families are there. But back to the Psalms, he says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. And he's referring to God when he says this. But David, even though he's surrounded by his enemies, he could still put his trust in God. And that makes you wonder, is that the kind of feeling that we should have for this kind of trust, that even though you feel that at any moment you could be overtaken, that you have to go out and you have to wage war with others, go out in your daily life and deal with these people that are causing you to struggle? In verse 5, David writes, all day long they twist my words, and their schemes are for my ruin. And do you feel that way too with these people in your life? That no matter what you say, they twist your words. That any point you try and make, they turn it around against you. That they take what you say out of context, and they put words in your mouth. And they judge you for who you are, not by what you've done. I can't tell you how many people I've met in my life that are so willing to write me off when I tell them that I'm a Christian. It seems that this idea of a Christian to them is an enemy. It's to someone who is intolerable, who thinks that they are hated by these people. And they in turn treat you like an enemy just because you follow Christ. When I tell people that I'm a Christian, I get this feeling that they are instantly pulling up the worst memory of someone they've ever met who claimed to be a follower of Christ. And it's sad to say, but the world out there, Christ and Christianity, to some has become a bad word. And I hate to admit it, but when I was in high school, when I was young, I was reluctant to tell people that I was a Christian because I was so afraid of what they would think of me, of how they would treat me differently or what would happen next. And in those moments, I felt like I was surrounded by enemies. Looking back on it, it's probably one of the things in my life that I am still ashamed of to this day. You see, that's the way that the world wants you to feel. It wants you to feel that being a Christian is a bad thing, that everyone around you is against you. And the evilness in this world loves the fact that people associate Jesus' name with hate, that it gets tarnished by people who use his words and his teaching to punish others. However, we in this room, we know that God is love. We know in 1 John chapter 14, verse 16, and I urge you to write this on your heart, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. And we can see in David in this psalm that he was living in God's life. In verse 8, he writes, record my misery, list my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this I will know that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust and I am not afraid. What man can do to me? You see, David has this trust in God, and he knows that if he lives his life in God, that God will provide for him. And it is this feeling that we should have, because God knows everything about you. He knows your heartaches. He knows your struggles. He knows your pains. He knows the things that you do wrong. He knows when you stumble, when you fail. Yet God loves us anyways. He knows what's going on in your life, and he's there for his followers. He's there to fight their battles when we call on him. And when we're overwhelmed by circumstances and frustrations, God is always there, and we have this trust in him. Because God is on our side, because we are on his side. Because we are on the side of what is good and right. We see this in what David writes when he says, "In God I trust and am not afraid. What man can do to me?" God's word is the greatest source of power in this world. And not only is it the greatest, but it is the only complete source in this world. His word is here to guide us. And we should always be like David in this moment, complete and in utter trust. Sometimes it's hard for us to trust this world, or it's hard for us to trust the people around us. And we have to take heart in what David is praising here, that God will always be there for us, and that no matter what situation we are put in, that he will be there for us, that God is the great provider. We have to understand that the people on this earth are only human. that they are not perfect. That these people that we interact with at work, at school, family members, we have to understand that they are not our enemy. And that the evilness of this world tries to make us think that these people that we deal with every day, who are constantly frustrating us, who are constantly getting on our nerves, who don't like us because we tell them that we are Christian, we instantly want to think of them as enemies. We want to think of them as roadblocks. But we have to understand that they are God's children too. That some of them may have turned their back on God, and maybe some of them don't even really understand God, and that maybe some of them are so lost in this world that they can't even see God. We have to understand that, what is God calling us to do about these people? He's calling us to trust in him when he says for us to do his will. We are to spread his word to these people, so that these enemies that we feel that are surrounding us can become brothers and sisters in God and Christ. I understand now that I'm older that where the fear was taking hold of me when people would ask me if I was a Christian. And I am not ashamed anymore to tell people that. Because I understand that even in that moment that they may develop these preconceived notions about me just because of what I believe. I understand now that God puts us in these situations because God wants us to tell these people that we are Christians. That even though in that moment we might be afraid, that we might feel that we are surrounded by a foe that can overcome us, that we are to trust in God, that when we tell the truth and tell them that we are a follower of Christ, that they will that they will see God in this act. Again, when David said, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you," we have to trust that God has our back and that he is on our side and that following God is the righteous path. You see, in those situations, you are here to show people what Christ-like life is truly like and to shatter these preconceived notions that they have, that Christians are bad people, that Christians are judgmental, that Christians hate people, because they themselves don't understand that God is love. When we say to live a life that is Christ-like, it means that we are to live a life that is love. And in those moments when they tell us that we are a Christian and we stick up for God and we tell them, "Yes, I believe in God. I believe that Christ was crucified for my sins." In those moments when we try to explain to them what a Christ-like life is, when we trust in God that whatever happens next is his will, that we will work with them, and if they don't want to listen to us, that at least our example will be enough that maybe the next person they talk to, or the next person they talk to, it will eventually shatter this preconceived notion that Christians are bad people and show them that Christians are loving and caring people. Because our duty on this earth is to show the non-believers, the people that we conceive or think are enemies, that Christ is there for us and we are there for them. Now, if you'll stand and sing the song.